And now we have a little score update in the 2008 presidential race. Democrats, 223, Republicans, 150. Those are the numbers in millions of dollars that each party has raised through the end of September. The Washington Post reports today on one of the reasons for this big gap. A number of the top fundraisers who helped elect George Bush are sitting this one out so far. Some are even putting their money behind Democrats. To get a better sense of what's going on here, we're joined by professional fundraiser Ann Dunsmore. Until recently, she was the chief fundraiser for Rudy Giuliani. Welcome back to Day to Day.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
And let's start off with the number that was most surprising to me. Among the pioneers and rangers, and those, of course, were the folks who raised $100,000 or more for Bush, there are apparently two dozen who've contributed to the campaigns of Democrats. What's up with that?
Well, that doesn't surprise me. You know, donors are actually more pragmatic in their choices than people think. I mean, there's a lot of philosophical money that cements people in a party, but there's also a lot of pragmatic activity in that group. My reaction is out of 600 some odd, I think that's a rather small number.
When you say pragmatic, what do you mean?
Well, I think that they make decisions based on things other than just party loyalty. And so I've seen that a lot. They're not a given. We don't take them for granted.
This Washington Post story quoted a number of people saying that there is just very little enthusiasm about any of the Republican candidates this time around. You spent a good part of this year calling Republicans up, asking for money. Was this something that you experienced?
Yeah, I wouldn't know. I wouldn't call it you can call it a lack of enthusiasm. I think I would term it differently in that they're worn out. We've been the majority party for a long time. There's a lot of activity that goes along with that in fundraising, and there comes a point when people just get saturated. And I think they're still hopeful, but with the number of campaigns in the presidential race that are out there right now, they're getting hit by every single one of them, whereas I'm not sure that's the case on the other side of the aisle. And I think it's just fatigue.
Well, how do you do, if you call it fatigue, call it lack of enthusiasm, whatever it is, how do you turn it around?
That's why I think I'd rather call it fatigue, because I think enthusiasm means that they'll never care or that they're apathetic. They do care very much. And I think turning it around is going to be a combination of things. I think people are now at a point where they want to look to something positive, which is maybe going to be the holidays, just taking a break, and then gearing up again for next year. And it well could be that they're going to sit back and wait, let the dust settle. It's been a long year of politicking, and I think come January, you're going to see things happen like a slingshot, because one constant remains, and that is the inspiration to beat her.
Her being Hillary.
Yeah, exactly. And I think if they want to go ahead and underestimate the rank and file's reaction to a Hillary candidacy, they should go ahead.
Nothing beats fatigue like a little bit of hate, is what you're saying?
That works. That's a good spin on it.
Political fundraiser Ann Dunsmore, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.